All right, let's check it out. This is the Boot Camp Week 8 Skill Enhancement Set. And what I'm going to do is go through some of the things that you need to be working on this week. Obviously, I went through a great deal of detail on the lesson, the Blackboard lesson for this week. And I want to make sure that you get these concepts down so that you can actually start using them. Let's work on the first one. Which is exactly, this is how I would do it, to work on these, this nominalization process. You've got the worksheet here, and what I would do is pull up either a Word, or some type of document program, and just start working on the concept of nominalizations and vagueness, and using words such as this, it, the value, the opportunity, this thing, this person. And then just start writing. Now, when you first start, it may sound ridiculous. It may sound totally just like a bunch of nonsense. But the fact of the matter is, you're going to start to put these things together and start to view it and start to get good with putting these types of patterns together. So what I would do in this particular situation is I'm just going to do once you begin to see the value of what this has to offer, you will be compelled to purchase this immediately. Now that's just coming off the top of my head, but I want you to do things like that and just start writing. Now if you're not a writer, if you're not somebody that likes to spend the time going into details on things, you really should learn to start embracing that type of situation, because to get good at this, it's going to take study work, but more, even more so than study work, is application time, which is what we're doing here. And then we could do another, and you could say once or as you begin to see that this opportunity is exactly what you've been looking for. As you begin to see that this opportunity is exactly what you've been looking for, you will get a sense that will cause you to feel real good. Now, this is going off the top of my head. You're going to need to go back to the video and sit down and go through the notes in detail and go through each one. I'm using this as a separate sheet so that you can do it, and I'm actually going to save this information for you. Now, let's go to the next ones, which is the linking words, and we're going to go to get good at using and as. These are two of the staples, in my opinion, and ones that you really want to get good at, ones that you really want to just start using in your vocabulary all the time, because it's extremely powerful when you start taking these concepts of the commands, the hypnotic suggestions, and plugging them in with these simple concepts. It works extremely well. But a lot of times people put things in a box, like, okay, if I'm not doing a hypnotic induction, I'm not going to use this particular. No, you want to start using this all the time. And as is great. So you could do it. You could have even combine them as you listen to what it is I say, you will begin to follow my every word. And when you do that, you will feel real good. I always use feel real good, but there's so many different things you can put in there. I'm going off the top of my head. I don't necessarily want you to go off the top of your head. I'd like you to, you know, you should print out the worksheets, but since obviously we're doing this on a computer screen capture, I can't show my whole desk and everything that I'm working with here, because then that would be kind of it wouldn't really work that well. And then you could, once you begin, once you spend time with me, you will feel a sense of enjoyment and fun. And when you do that, you will start to see that I am exactly the type of person you would like to hang out with, date, be with, you know, whatever you want to say. Obviously, you can use the same context with regards to, let's say, business. You know, once you spend time with me and understand exactly what I'm talking about in regards to this particular business opportunity or product, you know, you're going to feel a sense of satisfaction and completion. And when you do that, you're going to start to see that I'm exactly the type of person that you want to rely on with your business. Okay, these are pretty, I think, simple concepts, but they pack a lot of power. Let's go to just the straight cause and effect, because there's a lot of things that you can do with the cause and effect patterns, obviously. And again, most of the patterns that we're showing you are ones that you could spend a lot of time figuring out, working out. Again, as is there, and is there again. You know, as you listen to the sound of my voice, you will begin to get sleepy. You know, whatever you want to do, causes, forces, makes, these are all strong. Forces, by the way, is a very strong one. You got to be careful on that. People don't like to be forced to do things. But by having a cause and effect, it's kind of like you put this formula in place, and it's kind of like X is a pace, you know, and a pace is kind of like you're just pacing the reality. And then let's just go, and Y is a lead, okay? And so what you do is you put that formula together pretty simply, and it's kind of like when you do X, then it will cause you to Y, right? It will make you, all right? When you do X, then it will cause you to Y, and you can even add on, because it is the right choice, solution, thing you are looking for. Again, I'm just going off the top of my head, but I just want to give you some concepts that are going to make sense to you that you can do. And you want to spend enough time going through these so that you get proficient at it. And again, most of the time when you take, you know, hypnosis or hypnotic influence, I call it hypnotic influence courses, they usually don't have you do as much work as I'm asking you to do, but I want you to get good. I want you to be a specialist. And then mind reading. Are you curious about what we will be covering next week? Are you wondering how good you're going to get with this? And that is kind of the examples I used in the video. Are you curious? Are you curious about how much you are enjoying my company? It's kind of a question, right? Or are you wondering how long it will be until we meet again? Now, you say stuff like that, it just causes the mind to think. Are you wondering how long it will be until we meet again? I mean, that's kind of something that somebody has to process. And again, these are all process type things that we're doing. There's a specific design. Now, you may never have thought about it, but I'm teaching you language patterns in a way that you've probably never even really considered it. But these are the skills. These are the daily skills that I want you to do this week in order to get good, obviously, at what we're doing. And then next is the missing persons pattern. And that's going to be, okay, it's not important that you, okay. What's nice about this is that this is kind of like you're setting them up and then you're slamming them. It's not important that you go out with me now. You see, go out with me now is the command, but man, that's pretty potent when you do something like that. People can feel that, and that little extra power really adds some depth to what it is that you're looking to do. Okay, so let's go into the next one. Limited variables. All, every, always, never, nobody. These are good ones, by the way, because this implies that you're setting a very limited space on what they want to recognize. This is really a good, these are good closers. Now, I want you to combine these with everything else that is on this page. Not just one, but you want to combine them all. So, for instance, instead of as you listen to my words, you could say as you listen to every word I say, you will accept all of what I'm saying. Okay? That is how you do that. And you will always reflect back on that in a positive way. Okay? That's how you're going to use patterns like this. You know, everything I say to you from this point on is going to be accepted because you are going to realize that this is exactly what you're looking for. You notice I used because. And so it's just a matter of flow. This is all about flow, folks. Don't, put pressure on yourself. Just flow. Just write out stuff. You know, set a timer on your computer or set your watch or something like that and say, okay, for the next half hour, I am just going to write out patterns. I'm just going to let it flow. And then you come up with a construct. If you're in business or you're looking to go out with somebody, you're looking at something to say to somebody when you're out there, you put these patterns together and you start flowing. That's what this is all about. In the martial arts, when I teach people how to fight, it's all about flow. It's all about teaching them to flow from one technique to the next, and that's exactly what we're doing here. And that's why we put these skill assessment enhancements together, because the enhancements allow you to go out on a weekly basis and drill your techniques. Now, obviously, I just briefed over this skill enhancement. There's so much more detail in the weekly lesson, the video that I put together, probably close to 45 minutes of content that you need to really, like I said, watch it, listen to it, follow the notes, then do the enhancement. So it's probably going to take you a total of 5 hours minimal to go through the material and then continually enhancing it, you know, writing down and then going out and getting results on the outside. So anyway, I've enjoyed sharing this information with you. Again, if you have any questions, please feel free to shoot me an email, and I'd be happy to answer any questions you might have about setting these patterns up, how you do it. I think I've done a good job of showing you. But of course, if you have any questions, don't hesitate to email me. Thanks for watching and listening, and have a great day. So long.